You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Oh, thank you. So nice to be here. Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Breadline Show. Ah, the applause only works once. All right, and if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, send us an email at auwu.org.au and one of our volunteers will try to help you out. Or you can head to our website and you just might find the answer you're looking for right there. But please don't try to call our number yet. We're still waiting to get our phone system up and running, but it's getting close. It's getting close. But anyway, for now, let's play our... Oh, hang on a minute. Hello? No, I'm sorry. We have no vacancies on this show at the moment. And what's your name again? All right. Well, thanks for calling, Marty. Yeah, no problem. All right. Where were we? Okay.
If you're a renter with problems such as repairs, getting your bond back, negotiating a rent hike, or facing eviction, it helps to know your rights. For free information and advice on renting, you can visit Tenants Victoria at www.tenants.vic.org.au, Arnica Legal at www.anikalegal.com, or contact your nearest community legal centre. The government is planning to demolish and redevelop high-rise public housing towers in Melbourne. If you're living in a public housing tower and need free legal advice about your options, find your nearest community legal centre at www.fclc.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Now, we have an interview coming up that was conducted by Danielle, who's our own roving reporter, and she's interviewing a guy by the name of Alex, which gave a very good interview about the troubles he had trying to get on DSP, and he also comes with some very good advice, so let's have a listen.
And we're at the AUW picnic in Edinburgh Gardens with Alex, who's on the disability pension. Alex, do you want to tell us about the experience you had getting the disability pension and the NDIS and anything else, advice you want to give anyone?
The experience I had was a difficult experience. It was a frustrating experience. And, yeah, it was just very difficult to get them to do something about it. Before I eventually went to my local MP, and then that's when the ball started getting rolling and forced them to actually act on my application.
And then from the local MP, what was the process there that you had to go through?
Okay, so the process is my local MP, Adam Brandt of the Greens, wrote to Michael Keenan of the Liberal Party, and then from there they would have handed it on to Centrelink, and effectively from that point onwards, it only took a couple of weeks for me to have the appointment at Centrelink for the job capacity assessment. And then things just went on forward from there, leading up to the 13th of September. So between the 23rd of August to 13th of September 2018 was when ball got rolling. Then I spoke to the authorised review officer at the end of that on the 13th of September. And eventually my application still got rejected. And then had 3 months to apply to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal.
And in between then, you said you had a fairly difficult conversation. What was that like, and when process was that?
Okay, so when Adam Brandt wrote to Michael Keenan, and then Michael Keenan's office had forwarded on to Centrelink. I got a phone call from Marie from Queensland, who then started yelling at me and being really aggressive and angry over the phone for 45 minutes. Her aim was to make me hang the telephone up or make me get angry back at her. So I paused that. Yeah, and I had no choice but to stay on the phone for 45 minutes until she'd finished before hanging the telephone up.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Yeah, she was trying to get a reason to reject or cancel your appointment.
She was trying to provoke me into hanging up the telephone or getting angry at her over the telephone. Uh-huh. And if she succeeded in that, she would have ripped up my application. Yeah, got in and she would have written in the notes, got angry at me over the phone. I was hung the telephone up and then would have just ripped my application up, simple as that.
Yeah. And you still had to go to the AAT. What was the amount of work that you had to do from going to the MP, then having this long, angry conversation with Centrelink, some person in Centrelink? Well, and then
after the phone call with Marie, I then had the job capacity assessment report, right, done. And then that was rejected all on the same day, right? All on the same day that I had the meeting in Centrelink and then rejected. And then I got a phone call from another guy who read out the report to me over the phone, right? And he was speaking at 100 miles an hour. I asked him to slow down. If you wouldn't mind, stop rudely interrupting. Maybe I'd have a chance to finish. Yeah, that's what he said to me. And then he said to me, would you like to see the authorised review officer? And I said, yes, I would. And then when I spoke to the authorised review officer, the authorised review officer said to me three times at the start of the phone call, did you go to see your local MP? And on the third occasion, I answered her, right, and saying yes, and then tried to explain. My understanding from that is whoever handed the authorised review officer my application, okay, told her about me going to see my local MP, which already made her angry because she didn't like that, okay, and so then therefore she rejected my application 24 hours later. So therefore, I had 3 months to decide whether I was going to go to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, and I did that a week before the 3 months ended. And then the process with the tribunal is a relaxing atmosphere and a friendly atmosphere. Okay, it doesn't cost you anything to go to the tribunal. Okay, what is required is they'll ask you to hand over all your evidence. Then they'll pass it on to Centrelink. And they'll contact Centrelink and ask Centrelink to hand over all their evidence, right? And then they'll pass Centrelink's evidence on to me, okay? And that way I have both Centrelink's, my own evidence. The tribunal has Centrelink's and my evidence, and Centrelink has my evidence and Centrelink's evidence as well, so everybody knows exactly what's going on. At the tribunal, it's just a case that chairman will actually ask you questions about your application and about your disability, and you just answer everything truthfully and honestly. But a couple of times I got up to do a demonstration as well in front of the chairman, and at the end of the tribunal hearing, it took about 2 to 3 weeks for the report to be written up, right, to either confirm that I'd won the case or to inform me that I've lost the case. In my case, I ended up winning. So therefore, Centrelink had 28 days to appeal that decision, and they took the whole 28 days before making the decision they weren't going to appeal it.
So that's really good that you finally got the DSP. I've heard this a few times that people going to their MPs doesn't help and you get actually more stress and then it stops people fighting. Did it help in any way the process for you to go to your MP or not?
It did help for me to go to the MP in my own process, because what it meant was that then I got the ball rolling with my DSP application. They'd kept me waiting for 19 months. Now, Centrelink is not going to like you going to see your local MP, okay? But if you don't do anything, they're just going to leave you sitting there and not actually look at your application. So my advice would be to go and see your local MP. I wouldn't worry about Centrelink not being happy about it or making things more difficult for you, okay? I would also add from my own experience, fear phone call and someone starts speaking to you really fast and really angrily over the phone, don't bite back. Just, or they'll try to either get you to be angry at them, they'll get you to hang up the telephone. Don't do either of those things. Stay on the phone until they're finished. And that's really all you can do. Because otherwise, if you do either of those two things, they'll rip up your application. And that's the end of it.
Thanks so much for sharing your story, Alex. And I hope we have some more stories some other time next time I see you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a good interview with a guy by the name of Alex who had some good advice there while appealing for DSP. Did I say appealing? No. Oh, what's the word? Applying. That's it. Applying for DSP. Okay. So my name is Daryl. You're listening to Bradline. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.